Robertson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Shortly after the Prime Minister confirmed that she wants to take the UK out of the single European market, the Scottish Parliament voted by a large cross-party majority to remain in the single European market, just as a large majority of people in Scotland voted to remain in the European Union. The Prime Minister has said, that Scotland is an equal partner in the United Kingdom. Does she still believe this is true, or is she just stringing the people of Scotland along?
I might refer the right honourable gentleman to my speech yesterday, where I reiterated my commitment to be working with the devolved administrations to ensure that their voice is heard, that their interests are taken into account as we proceed along this path of negotiating our exit from the European Union. And also, I specifically reference the Scotland plan. I understand the Welsh Government will be producing a plan for Wales for us to look at too. That Scotland plan will be being considered by the JMC on European negotiations tomorrow, I believe. We will be looking at it seriously and working with the Scottish Government on the proposals they bring forward.
Ms. Robertson.
Scotland's leading economic forecaster says, and I quote, that real wages will fall.
They don't like economics.
Tories jeering and cheering when the forecast for people's income is it is as likely to drop by £2,000 and that 80,000... Mr. Speaker, that 80,000 people may lose their jobs in Scotland as a result of the hard Tory Brexit plan of the Prime Minister. Does the Prime Minister believe that this is a price worth paying for her Little Britain Brexit?
Yeah.